Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. It is the holiday season, and we thought, we as Kaylee Lewis and myself, that it'd be a great idea to talk about what to post over the holidays. Kaylee is our internal marketing expert. She's the marketing director for Top Advisor Marketing and also provides consultation on our to our social media team about holiday posts. And we're going to go over the five different things or types of things that you can post over the holidays. So Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Matt. I'm glad to be back today.
All right. Well, let's just dive right in. All right. You know, this can be a huge opportunity for financial services professionals to not only prospect, but also to deepen relationships with existing clients. Let's talk about these five ideas.
So when it comes to the holidays, you're absolutely right, Matt. This is a perfect time to get that engagement level up, to start interacting with your clients or prospecting. And it's just a really good opportunity to really bolster up your accounts with content. So the five areas I'm going to cover today are, we're going to talk a little bit about polls. We're going to talk about some holiday tips, recipes, traditions, and getting local. So to start off with, I'm going to dive into polls. Now, if there's anything that the midterm elections have shown us is that people love to have opinions, and nothing says engagement more than facing off two opposite concepts. Now, I'm not asking anyone here to go out and, you know, post any sort of
political anything.
Yes.
Yeah, that might not end well for the advisors. So what should they, how do you do? I love, we do this internally, everybody. So we've had a couple of polls just between our teams, but you've taken this outside. So what are some of the poll ideas that you have?
So some of the poll ideas that we find are really successful is pitting two classic holiday films against each other. An example being Die Hard versus Home Alone, or the old cartoon Grinch versus the Jim Carrey Grinch, potentially even now versus the new Grinch that's currently out in theaters. Another area that people are really interested in talking about is pie. We get a lot of engagement about what is the best type of pie out there versus apple v. pumpkin, sweet potato versus pumpkin. You can even dive in so far as to ask like real tree versus fake tree. There are so many ideas and everyone has something to say about Christmas. So why not just find out a little bit more about your audience by asking these questions and also see your engagement level start to rise.
And they will. They will really see their engagement rise. And it's so much fun to have these conversations. And from a compliance standpoint, you don't have really anything to worry about because you're not talking about anything that have to do with investments. Now, I'm personally going to answer all of those questions. Die Hard is way better than Home Alone. And of course, there is no other pie but apple. But anyway, I digress. I love, so you said movies, we could do songs, like what's your favorite Christmas song? Do you like this one versus this one? I love the food ideas, ham versus turkey for Christmas, or a vegan something that would be delicious. Fake trees, real trees. Do you go with themes for your Christmas trees, you know, to theme or not to theme? All of those are super duper fun. So Kaylee, those were great ideas. What is the next category?
So the one I mentioned after, Matt, is holiday tips. And so holiday tips can really be an area for an advisor to shine with their personal content, whether that's regarding holiday spending, how to keep a hold on your credit card, or what to do about your donations this year. Any of those topics are really great for people to be reading about at this time, because our credit cards are getting a workout right now, and a lot of us do need that friendly reminder like, hey, Christmas is one day, retirement is the rest of your life. So it's important for advisors to be reminding their audience that while it can be very easy to splurge at this time of year, it is really a good opportunity to. So while it is a time of the year to splurge, it's also a great time of year to splurge. It's also a great time for an advisor to get their voice out there. And this holiday tips is another area where you can really start to show off some of your own content. So if you have a white paper about 10 steps for retirement or buying a house, like all of those things don't stop just because the holiday season is upon us. So people do need a friendly reminder, and it's a little bit of a way to show off your expertise, you know, framed in a fun, friendly manner.
Okay. Other holiday tip ideas. I love what you just, what gave there. But I would like to make a small warning, and Kaylee, you might not agree with me on this, and I'm fine bantering back and forth with you a smidge about this, but a lot of the posts that I see from financial advisors are almost punitive, right? They're very aggressive about, you know, don't overspend, not like you're a horrible person if you do, but you know, their tone of those messages are not great. What I have seen some advisors do, which I personally like a lot, is to do things that aren't spending money directly, right? So instead of giving somebody an X, why don't you do Y? What do you think about that?
I really like that concept. I like the idea of encouraging grandparents to invest in a child's education as a Christmas gift, or perhaps making a donation in someone's name as part of a Christmas opportunity, because as we all know, there's a little bit of a tax benefit there as well. So I do think that there's a lot of opportunity here to present yourself in a more positive manner as an advisor, rather than being Scrooge McDuck and just slapping people on the wrist. You're saying, hey, I understand it's Christmas. We all get a little shopping crazy at this time, but here are some other ways that you can really make an impact on your own personal finances and still impact other people in a positive way.
Magnificent. Okay. What is the third holiday post idea tip?
So one of the ideas that we've actually discovered from working with several of our advisors is everyone kind of has their own holiday recipe agenda, whether it's they make bark that they share with everyone, they have a Christmas cookie that they feel is just phenomenal, and everyone thinks theirs is the best. Any of those items, just offering up something as a little piece of yourself to your audience is a great opportunity. Now, perhaps maybe your everything you cook turns out burnt and blackened, and in that case, Pinterest is your saving grace. But offering people, you know, it's almost as if people love to share in food. Food is such a huge part of any culture. So while you're not going to go and sit at every one of your clients' family dinners, this is a way for you to engage with them on that topic. And I think that it's a really great opportunity to highlight maybe something people didn't know about you. Not everyone knows who's the main cook, and perhaps you're secretly destined to be on Top Chef America.
I wouldn't want to be on Top Chef America. That guy yells a whole bunch, doesn't he? I mean, that's or the Great British Baking Show, right? So let's, yes. we could use that as an example too. I love that idea. I love the idea of sharing recipes, something that you make that's fundamentally unique and different. Now, before we jump on to 4 and 5, if you haven't noticed what Kaylee's talking about here, and one of the reasons why we're so happy to have her brain on board here at Top Advisor Marketing, is this really humanizes you and your office, right? You're sharing information that's not dry, that they can't get anywhere else, right? When you're always talking about the markets, or you're always talking about financial planning or whatever, they can get that information from 400,000 other financial services professionals, but they're never going to be able to get your favorite recipes. If you like, you know, with the polls, with the overall, you know, very, very specific personalized holiday tips. I love this, Kaylee. And I think this is going to be very, very well received from a podcasting standpoint, because these are things that not only can advisors do during this holiday season, but I believe that it's something that they should be doing all year round. What do you think? And let's jump into 4.
I would agree with that, Matt. I think that there's a lot of space here to really show off who you are, but also there's a great opportunity here to show off some of your team members. So perhaps you have someone in the office who, say, has a real heart for Die Hard, and that's where that pull idea comes from. And you make a comment about where that idea originates. And so you let people into a little bit more of who's behind your office. Same thing with the recipes, or even with the spending, the holiday tips and the spending advice. All of that can be credited around the office and gives you a great opportunity to again, show people who you are, show people where you are and how you act as a company. Because at the end of the day, we can get a little bit me-centric on social media, and the holidays is a really great time to spread the spotlight around. So jumping on to number four, we have traditions. So perhaps it's reading the night before Christmas to your children, even if they are 35, or it's you have multiple trees in multiple rooms of your house, or you always travel to a certain area, and or maybe you just ditch Christmas and you spend it on the beach in the Bahamas. Either way, letting people in on a little bit of a Christmas tradition is a great way for it to get engagement, especially since so many people find similarity in those opportunities, whether or not they themselves take a flight down south every winter or they go and cut their own Christmas tree. There's always that relatable moment. So really, again, bringing in that humanism, bringing in your teammates if they have photos, perhaps. And that's another thing. You can also show off some of your office traditions. If you have a Secret Santa gift exchange or a white gift exchange, or you donate to the same charity your time or your resources every year. All of those things make for excellent quality holiday posts, especially if you can get a few good pictures going with it.
Okay, let's talk about those pictures. Are you talking about highly produced staged pictures? Do those work better than something more candid and on the fly?
Ultimately, you can make both work, but if it's your Christmas office party and you all do crackers and wear the funny hats around, no one needs to see a photo taken by a professional photographer. A few funny selfies or a group shot is going to be more than enough. And another opportunity here is to showcase some older photos and to show perhaps it's a photo of you growing up cutting down a Christmas tree beside you cutting down a Christmas tree with your children or grandchildren. So I don't really think we need to see the staged, perfectly primped up Christmas photos all the time. I think that it's a great place to showcase a little bit more personality. I mean, perhaps don't take photos at the Christmas party after 11 p.m., but you can keep them going. You can keep your social going with what you have before then.
Fantastic. I'm glad that you clarified that, Kaylee, because it could get a little dark, could get a little bit scary. I definitely don't want to share that. Okay, what is number five? What is the fifth holiday post idea that you have?
So the final post idea is kind of stepping away from the other four and then being about yourself and getting people, letting people to get to know you. And the focus here is getting local. At this time of year, there are hundreds of events going on, regardless of where you live and the size of the community. There's parades, Christmas pageants, plays, caroling. There are so many interesting things happening around your area. So why not share those with your audience? If some of your clients even are attending event, why not highlight it? If you are associated with a charity who's running a big toy drive, let people know about it. Really bring the focus back to your local community, because that's something that people really strive to feel at this time of year. I know where I am, we have snow, it's dark at 4 o'clock. And so it starts to get that loneliness of winter. So taking the time during the month of December to just focus on being involved in your community can help, you know, chase the boogeyman away and just really bring you closer to the spirit of giving, that which is really what this whole post is about, whether that's giving pieces of yourself, giving pieces of your office, or giving pieces to your community.
You know, there are so many things that happen in my town specifically that would resonate with other members of my community. We've got a park downtown and they've got something called Candy Cane Lane. It has been around since I was knee high to a grasshopper, and showing your team at Candy Cane Lane, or I know all of you have these sorts of ideas. I'm going to give a quick, it's not just a social media post, but it's a social media tip. It's also kind of taking it to the next level. I've had two advisors who I've known for many, many years, Kaylee. And they both do an event every Christmas. It's called Breakfast with Santa. And this Breakfast with Santa, for both of them, started out very, very small, 25, 30 people. One of them has to do two of them now because he fills up a room of over 200 each time. And what this is they bring in a professional photographer and you get to sit down with Santa, like a good Santa, not the scary mall Santa. And it also, they cook pancakes, right? And so it's very, very low. The most expensive thing is a good Santa. And it is such a wonderful thing because Kaylee talked about traditions, right? That was number four. So again, number one, polls, number two, holiday tips, number three, share recipe, four, traditions, five, get local. But you should be able to try to create your own tradition in your community. You are a pinnacle, a pillar, a member of your society that you live in. And a lot of people think financial advisors are too aloof to do those sorts of things. But when you do something that's very powerful, that's emotionally charged, that will get grandkids in and you get to meet the next generation, the parents of the grandkids of your clients, it is a magnificent way for you to continue to grow your business during the holiday season, deepen relationships with existing clients, and expose yourself to new members that could be clients of yours in the future. Kaylee, this was flipping awesome. You got any closing thoughts?
I just hope that everyone takes some time to really, spend time with their families for sure, but also take advantage of this space in December to really promote themselves in the best positive way possible and just create that persona that you have strived to achieve for the whole year. Take this time, make it happen, and really just enjoy the holidays. And as long as you're showcasing that, you'll be absolutely fine.
Well, thank you very much, Kaylee. Kaylee Lewis, everybody, who is our marketing director internally for Top Advisor Marketing. Many of you have probably heard from her. If you have not subscribed to our podcast and social media service, she's one of the major points of contact. And she really does a great job of getting our thought leadership out there. So, Kaylee, thank you for all your hard work and happy holidays.
Yes, you too, Matt.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. That way, when we come out with a new idea, it'll show up directly on your listening device. And if you know of somebody who's rather grinchy and could really stand for some good holiday post ideas, make sure you share this podcast with them. So for Kaylee Lewis and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by iris.xyz. A platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.